Blog Talk Radio.
My love to everybody.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bring us a word from the Lord. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, and it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise be to God. At this time, I will say Thanksgiving prayer. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
Amen. Praise be to God.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen.
God of loving kindness. Psalms 59 and 17 says, O my strength, I will sing praises to you. For God is my stronghold, the God Elohim, who shows me loving kindness, chastity. Elohim, chastity. You are compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in love. You do not harbor anger forever, nor do you treat me as my sins deserve or repay me according to my iniquities. As high as the heavens are above the earth, that is how great your love is for those who fear you. As far as the east is from the west, this is how far you have removed my transgressions from me. And as a father has compassion on his children, so you have compassion on those who fear you. I praise your name, Elohim Chastity, for your loving kindness endures forever. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will come and bless our hearts this evening with a word from the Lord. Amen. So in the meantime, I will play another selection.
Heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, Lord, you're greater.
Elohim chastity, God of loving kindness. You are my stronghold and the God who shows me loving kindness. I confess, I don't always look to you as my stronghold, but rather attempt to solve my problems on my own. Forgive me for neglecting to make you the focal point when I am facing trials or heartaches. Forgive me for turning to other means for comfort instead of turning to your faithful kindness and goodness. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
You said, who is this that speaks of wisdom? You said, raise yourself and answer me. Did you lay the earth's foundation? You said, have you command of sky and sea? Lord, I have no words, and I don't deserve your glory. Thunder. You said, are you clothed in majesty? You said, all of this is for your glory. You said, that the Lamb will cover me. Lord, I have no don't deserve your
Father in heaven, thank you for this new day. Thank you for the opportunity to begin again. I choose to press forward and keep believing for the dreams and desires you have placed in my heart. I trust you today with everything that I am. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for our devotional message of the day. Praise be to God, which is entitled, God Sanctifies. And my scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms chapter 143, verse 6. And it says, my soul longs for you as a parched land. Amen. Praise be to God. The writer says, only God can meet all your needs with his infinite power, love, and wisdom. So if you are hoping for someone else to do so, your focus is misplaced. That may be the cause of some of the emptiness you feel. This is because no person, group, or organization is equipped to satisfy you fully. Certainly not the deep inner needs that are vital to your sense of wholeness. The reach of human interactions always falls short, specifically because there are areas of our lives made to interact with God and Him alone. However, when you allow the Lord to be your source of fulfillment, His presence vastly improves your relationship. This is because He understands who you are and what it takes to fill your heart. He heals those areas of woundedness that causes you to react in fear and anger. And He gives you insight into how to love others as He does. People can and should love and help each other, but no one should ever think they can satisfy the deepest inner hungers of another's soul. But God can. Look to Him, point others to Him, and allow Him to fill you completely. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for understanding me. Be my source, Lord. Teach me how to depend on you for my needs. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And again, I will play another selection.
Time in my life. beginning.
Gangsta faith means God's absolute noble glorious salvation to all families anywhere, including the heathen. Now that's gangsta. Now that's gangsta. I got the gangsta faith. I went from being a sinner to a backslider, covenant breaking, addicted to money, guns, cushions, violent, probably fake temptation. On a regular basis, sticky situation, plot led to evil meditation. 14, face incarceration, daddy never on the scene. Only heaven knows why he abandoned his offspring. To my hope, he dealt a death blow. And it seemed like the answer to my dreams on the gangster note. Now I'm feeling trapped, facing difficult times, trying to cope. As I inhaled and could smoke, I doubt I know. A few can know, I seem to be possessed by evil spirits, plotting bad deeds. The devil seeks to plant his evil seeds. Our Christian faith is the only promise of liberty. So I lose before the Trinity and validate worldwide checkmate. I call it gangster faith. Prepare my tables in the presence of my enemies. Gangster faith, I hold up the bloodstained banner until I'm 6 feet. I got the gangster faith. I seek to tell the world who Christ made free is free indeed. I got the gangster faith. God, the Holy Ghost, will protect me indeed. A worldwide checkmate, I call it gangster faith. No more violent office came, no more street power. I came the west side, gangster taught me the game. Get in, get it, get out, before you slip in it. Then you die in vain, I didn't listen. Multi-gunshot stripped through my flesh and vein. I know mama prayer was whooping, I survived. And I know I spread the gospel truth as long as I'm alive. I'ma walk my talk like a restless man that's fake do. So let him judge me, no man can see heaven's whole purpose for my life. I know God still love me, for God still love the world. He gave his only begotten son, so to my last breath I'ma teach Christ what the world thought could never be done. Take back the tired music industry and shut down these rap commercial masquerades and reveal these fake. I'm not ashamed to holler worldwide checkmate. Gangsta faith, prepare my tables in the presence of my enemies. Gangsta faith, I hold up the bloodstained banner until I'm 6 feet. I got the gangsta faith, I'm fit to tell the world who Christ make free to free indeed. I got the gangsta faith, God the Holy Ghost will protect me indeed. A worldwide checkmate, I call it gangsta faith. I wake, I pray the Lord, my soul to take. I got the gangster faith, I'm still to spread the truth. God, the Holy Ghost, will make enemies my foot steward. I got the gangster faith. The definition of gangster faith is Holy Ghost discipleship within the heart. And you stand totally unafraid and with no fear, representing Christ the High. And you know, like I know, real saints don't die. We fall asleep in Christ, then we fly. Raise your hand, you bout to ride. Pull your last breath for the Most High. Cause real saints don't die. We fall asleep in Christ, then we fly. It's called spiritual resurrection. Don't lie, we take flight. First class of road, a pure righteousness. Representing God's glory shining bright. And we ascend beyond the clouds to meet Christ in the sky. And with the presence, well, it's Jesus to watch the Gentile like me. Christ recognized, and God the Holy Ghost anointed me from my head to my feet. That's why I stand bold like Christ in your presence now. My face has seen Jericho walls falling down. All around the music industry, Christ stretch the blood for all who defied. Gospel rap, a multi-billion dollar kingdom franchise. I'm sent to possess the gates of the enemy. Call it gangster faith. Cause I believe.
Amen. Praise be to God. Dear God, I want to thank you for your grace and mercy and your abundance of promises fulfilled. I ask for you to take my hand and lead me in the ways you best see fit and fill my heart with the kindness you bestowed upon me. As you are impartial, please help me to treat all as equal, whether faced with fortune or adversity, Please allow all that I do while on this earth bring nothing but praise and glory to your name. Amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts, minds, and souls with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God at 7. At this time, I will play another selection because every praise belongs to God.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise for God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Chastity, thank you for the kindness, goodness, and faithfulness you show me. Though people may disappoint me, your goodness never fails me. At times I don't understand what you're doing, but I'm thankful I can trust in your name, Elohim Chastity. By faith, I thank you for working all things out for my good and for my growth. Even when I'm unable to understand, thank you for your strength and for making your love available to me when I simply seek your face. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And amen. Praise be to God.
Get the right.
Praise be to God. Fill me up, Lord. And at this time, we're waiting on our speaker. And while we're waiting, I'll play a short selection until she arrives. Amen. Praise be to God.
Throughout my life, there have been many trials and tribulations. But there one thing I come to know without a doubt is that God can and God will. Therefore, I know I can always.
When you're feeling down, you need to know that there's a safe place you can go to share your despair.
Fall down on your knees to help the Savior feed.
Cast your cares on Him, He'll supply all your needs. Friends and family, they can walk away. But when you call on God, He'll come and save the day. He loves and cares for you, and He will see you through.
You both can walk hand in hand through the storm, He will say.
God, and He'll show the way.
Through all of your trials, you must trust and believe. I'm a witness that through faith and prayer, you shall receive. Through your faith, your eyes will be opened. Through the hope He is in the Father, He saved us for His own purpose.
And full of grace and grace. My role as a leader better recognize something like a preacher. From dust to dust, fall down to my knees. I wipe my slate clean from my mind. He's the rock that I always can lean on at all times. A name I can call on. Jesus.
The word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy DuBose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts, minds, and souls this evening with a mighty word from God. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise be to God. It's in your hands.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. I am sitting here thinking about my day and what a wonderful day it was.
Amen.
To others, you know, that's the funny thing. To others, it didn't look like it was a wonderful day for me. But it was a wonderful day. I mean, I was running, running, looking like I'm losing my mind. But it was still a wonderful day.
Amen.
Because, help me, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I spent half of my day going to do things for, going to do things for other people. I was caught in traffic. I said, what in the world? I'm telling you, when you're thinking about 10 minutes in a car, think about a half an hour.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at the maps. The maps are saying, oh, it's 10 minutes away. And I go, okay, cool. I get to drive, and I'm going, what the world? 10 minutes in a car is like a half an hour. Traffic and everything else. But I'm chugging along, trying to get this stuff done. And I bless God. I did get it done. I had a wonderful, wonderful day because it excites me when I look at the faces of others and I see how happy they are. You did this for me? Wow. Wow. You know, and sometimes it sounds like they just go, wow, you did this for me. That was nice. No, but you're looking at their faces. And even though it sounds like they're going, wow, that was nice. No, their face is going, you went all the way down there? You could have just been across the street and got us something, you know. But to know that they appreciate the effort that you're putting into showing them, hey, you deserve this. You deserve it. I get excited when I see these guys getting celebrated through lunch. And they call it lunch and learn, but, you know, you just got to get excited to see whatever someone does for someone ought to excite you.
Amen. Yes, it
because
should.
People have gotten out of the custom of showing one another appreciation, loving on one another, just helping one another. And I tell you, I got down to that store. And I had all those bags, and I was looking down the street where the car was parked.
Oh, no.
And I looked back at that buggy. I said, oh, Lord Jesus. And you know what? God is so good. He sent the little young in my way. I looked back at that dude. I looked at that dude.
Praise God. Yes. Thank you, honey. Thank you.
I looked at that dude. I looked at the buggy. I looked down the street. I looked back at the dude. I looked down at that buggy. I looked down at the street. I know he said, what? You trying to get me to carry your bag? I didn't say a word. I act like he was my child. I looked at him. I looked at that buggy. I looked down the street. I guess he said, okay, lady, I got it. So I looked at him again. He said, you need some help? I said, yeah. You see? I need help. I looked at that dude. I said, yeah, you see me looking at you? And he said, oh, okay, no problem. I can help you. Mm-hmm. And he just came. I said, get all up.
Oh,
I got to crack my own self up. When God said laughter is good for the soul, he knew I could make myself laugh.
Amen.
And I looked at that kid. I said, he tried to grab one thing. I said, what you doing? Get up. Get all that stuff under that buggy. You know I can't carry it.
Oh, okay.
Because he didn't know what to grab. So he just grabbed the two. I said, I'll get all that under there. I can't carry. I guess he said, lady, where did you come from? Where are you going with all this stuff knowing you cannot get it to your car? It don't matter. You here now. Get the stuff. Let's go. And I walked on.
Oh, my goodness.
That little youngin', you know, And it's amazing. You know, mm-hmm. you think that everyone can do that. Everyone cannot do that. Right? It sounds like, what do you mean? You think that it's easy for someone to just turn around and start talking to somebody like they know them. Mm. Everyone can do that. I don't know. It's a gift from God. I got no problem. I got no problem talking to somebody like I know them for you. I said, boy, get all that stuff. Let's go. He grabbed the stuff. He came. I said, thank you. I show. I said, I sure appreciate you. Now, guess what? I know that he's going to tell someone else, you have to see this lady. She was so funny. And she's looking at me talking, boy, get that stuff. I said, Lord, you know the impact that you make on people. But it's going to make him laugh later. You know, because he's like, I know that lady from Adam. She just started talking to me like that. You know, but you know, back in the day, and I might put my age out there, but it's okay. Back in the day, mm-hmm. you could talk to other people, kids, as yes. if they were yours.
That's right. Right.
And guess what? When you talk to other people's kids, they give you respect like you were their parent.
Yeah.
Why? Because the parents done threatened them, don't you dare look at your elders. And try to disrespect. Don't you dare talk this back to somebody that is older than you. Mm-hmm. And so they did not to give you that respect in fear of you was going to tell their parents and they was going to get a whooping. Oh, nowadays, cool. kids be looking at you like, I'll get ready to go tell my mama. And the mother coming out, I know you ain't trying to talk to my kid. And you're like, what in the world? Wow, that's what you're teaching him?
Mm.
But anyway, he was such a sweet young man. And he helped the old lady out and went on about his business. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I know you sent that young man right at the right time.
Amen.
And I am not one of those people, even the smallest of things that God is doing. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can appreciate everything I see because I know it's all about God's timing.
Amen.
Everything is about God's timing. You know, even the young man walking up at that time, it was about God's timing.
That's right.
That's what I needed. That's what he sent. And see, my thing is, if you could do that, then certainly you can do this. Come on now. That's why you got to start recognizing and appreciating when he does that.
Oh, yes.
Whatever that is. Mm-hmm. You got to recognize so you can say, God, I thank you for doing it, Lord. Lord, I just bless your holy name. Because guess what? If you start loving him for the little things,
mm-hmm.
aren't the little things going to get bigger and bigger and bigger?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they are. Come on. Because he can see your gratitude, huh?
Yes.
He
praise
can see
God.
Your appreciation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He says, wait a minute, she recognizes that I did that? Oh, yeah, I can do this. She's surely going to glorify me for doing this. Yeah, because that's what it boils down to, giving God the glory.
Amen.
Precious and Heavenly Father, thank you, God. Thank you for your loving kindness, your mercy, your grace, all that you've done, all that you're doing. And all that you're going to do, we thank you, God. We lift you up high above the earth. You said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. Father God, tonight we need you to do the drawing. Not us, oh God. I'm going to get out of your way and let you draw them in. Use your word to speak into their spirits, oh God, that someone is going to hear something. Someone is going to get stirred up. Someone is going to be encouraged. Someone is going to be blessed. And after all of that, someone is going to say, what must I do to be saved? Thank you, God. We love you tonight. We honor and adore you, oh God. Have your way with this word. Speak, Lord, speak. Let your word fall not on deaf ears. After all, you said your word would not come back unto you void. Oh, God, do it tonight. Somebody is hurting. Somebody is going through something that no one should ever have to go through. Everyone is in need of a Savior tonight.
Yes,
have
Lord.
Your way right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
I tell you, every time I think about that young man, I can't stop laughing, but I got to now so I can preach. I got to hit it and quit it. Because I'm laughing so hard, I forgot my chest was still tight. I guess God mm-hmm. said, look at her, Jesus. Look at her. She just loves what she do for us. Yes, I do, Lord. Yes, I do. Come on now. You got to find humor in some things. After all, we're going through so much. There's so many reasons not to be happy. There's so many reasons not to laugh. So when we get an opportunity to laugh, why not laugh your head off? Just get it on out.
Mm-hmm.
You ever looked at someone and say, I know you feel like laughing. And they go, no, I don't. You go, yes, you do. You know you want to laugh. And they go, I ain't got nothing. You stop playing. You know you want to laugh. And by the time you finish doing them like that, they just bust into laughter to the point that they cannot stop laughing. And all you said was, you know you want to laugh. And they going, no, I don't feel like laughing. You, come on, you know you want to laugh. And the next you know, they just bust into a laughter. But guess what? That's a person that hasn't laughed in a long time. Because if they get to that place where they start laughing and they can't stop, you look at them and go, it wasn't that funny. No, they still laughing. You know why? Because it's been a long time since they had a good laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some
yeah.
people don't
that's,
laugh.
That's what happens.
They really don't laugh.
They don't laugh. Some of them don't smile.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them ain't nice. But anyway, we're going to get into this word before I lose my audience, if there is any. And here we go. Ooh, I like it. I like it a lot. Yeah. We are going to be coming home. Oh, boy, here we go. You know, when God starts twisting up things, you like, okay, I just heard that story. Yeah, you hear it this way. No, no, no. Okay, we are coming from Jonah. Y'all know the story. Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. And then we are going to skedaddle down in gospel. The Gospel of John, chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Jonah 1, verses 1 through 3, and then the Gospel of John in the middle of your Bible, chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. Here we go. Jonah says, now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, saying, get up, go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. Jonah got up to flee to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship bound for Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went on board to sail for Tarshish away from the presence of the Lord. Amen. Let's go to John 21, 15 through 17. It says, when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Peter said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my lamb. He said to him a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, tend to my sheep. Jesus said to Peter the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said it to him a third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, then feed my sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. The title of this message is, Aren't You Hungry Now? Ah, my goodness, glory to God. And so, this is good stuff. I'm telling you. You know what, when I think about back in the day, I don't know if you guys used to do it. I know I did a lot.
What's that?
I used to go tell my mom. I said, Mom, you feel like watching Jay for me? She said, yeah, bring man on over here. I don't know why back in the day, the older folks, they used to call your kid man. And you're like, come on over here, man. Come on, man. I don't know. And it was funny because the Spanish people did the same thing. They call legs Papi. Come on, Papi.
Mm-hmm.
Papi is the same thing as daddy or father. And you're like, they 2 years old. Why you call them Papi? You know, same reason y'all call y'all's man. I don't know. I still don't know. But anyway, so she says, yeah, you can bring man over here. I don't mind. So I bring her all of his toys, all of his food, everything. And I go, Ma, okay, here's the food. He's going to eat about 2, and then maybe again around 7. And, you know, I'm telling her all this stuff. And so when you feed him, though, I put a little rice in there. So, you know, you got to shake it. And I tell her all this, and she gave me the look like, you
yeah.
do know I got children, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going, yeah, well, I understand. But anyhow, so take this. He's got to have this one. This is what I need you to feed him because he don't like too much of anything else. So you got to feed him. She said, Gail, you don't get out of this house. Okay. So I get on out of the house. And I love my mother. I try to tell you, this one was funny. We just loved her. But anyway, so I come back later on that night. And she's saying her husband had a good time, and he's still jumping on her bed. And, you know, wow, kind of the same thing my grandkids are doing to me. But anyhow, so she's saying her husband had a good time and everything. And so me and her sitting down, we talking. I said, okay, we're going to get ready to go. And we sat there, and she said, sit down for a few minutes. We sit down, talking. She said, now you just told me you and man had a good time. Her man did have a good time. Then she says to me, you know, man kind of scared me. I said, What'd he do? She said, you know, I had took just a little piece of cornbread, and I tried to give him some cornbread. And don't you know he got the choking on that cornbread, and I was patting him in his back, trying to get it out, pushing his stomach, and then finally it came out. Looking at her. I said, Mom, I told you he can't have no cornbread. You got to give him this. He just look big. He ain't big. He got to have his here milk. She said, he's so doggone big, I thought he could eat a little cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it would hurt him. And because I knew this is my mother, she wasn't trying to do anything to hurt my baby. So I said, Mom, don't give him no cornbread. You got to get what I give you. She said, yeah, I he's just so big, though. Okay. Here's the thing. When parents send their kids to the daycare or they send to someone else's house for you to take care of their kids, guess what the parents do? They load up whatever they want you to feed them.
Mm-hmm.
Why? They don't want you to, my goodness, glory to God. They don't want you to have to think about what they can and cannot have. They're sending you what they need to eat. This is all that they can eat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so the daycare center, whoever's taking the kid in, they take the food, and they probably do like my mother, thinking, your kid looks big enough to have a little something, you know. Mm-hmm. But there's a reason why we send what we want them to eat. Because we know, my goodness, God, I love you. We know what they can handle. We know what they're used to eating. So we know that you can only give them a little bit at a time. You can't give them food that they're not able to digest yet because they're still babies. My goodness, glory to God, I love you. So here we go. If they send food to your house to feed their babies with,
mm-hmm.
you got to give the kid what the parent has given you, right?
Right.
You got to follow the parent's instructions.
Mm-hmm.
And so now God is telling me, Kathy, the same thing. Or I could hear it. Kathy, do you love me? Yeah. Now, I'm not like Peter thinking, okay, you telling me this because I done denied you three times. No. I'm saying, oh, Lord, what have I done that you got to ask me if I love you? And then I hear it again. Do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. I love you, Lord. And then I hear it again. Do you love me? Well, Kathy, I need you to feed my sheep. I've been feeding them. No, I need you to really feed my sheep. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy, I can't allow you to be conformed. Here it comes. I can't allow you to be conformed to this world. I need you to do what I've instructed you to do. I don't want you to look over there at Preacher Billy or Apostle Sally or Evangelist Jolly and think, oh, yeah, that's it. That's what I'm going to preach. That's the word I'm going to give. I didn't tell you to give the ones that I'm sending your way. I didn't tell you to give them that. I gave you what I wanted you to give these sheep. Okay? Your sheep may be on a second grade level. Their sheep is on a college level. You're trying to give them something too soon that they're not, oh my goodness, glory to God, that they're not ready for. They can't digest what you're giving them. I need you to stick with your grade level. Okay, but it's all your word, God. Yeah, but they're not ready for all of my word.
Mm-hmm.
And so because you don't know who's under the sound of your voice or who's going to be under the sound of your voice, I have to give you what I know they need because only I know who you're going to be preaching to. You don't know, Kathy. Okay, God, I'm kind of lost, but okay, okay, okay. Okay, okay, okay. Kathy, you are not a prosperous, you're not a pastor that preaches prosperity. You're not telling them houses and lands and no. That's not what I gave you because I know the audience that I've given you. Okay, okay, now I need you to back up for a second, Kathy. I need you to take her to Nineveh. Take her to Nineveh? Yeah, going back to Nineveh. Go to Nineveh. Okay. Well, Jonah decided after he heard the voice of the Lord. Now, this is the good news. The good news is that God always makes sure that you can identify. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. This is going to help somebody. God always makes sure that whoever you are, if you belong to him, that you can identify when God is speaking to you. And a lot of people going, that ain't true because I still don't know when he's speaking to me. Yes, you do. You know when he's speaking to you. Okay? Because when he's saying the good stuff, you're like, I hear you, Lord. Speak, Lord. Yes, Lord, I hear you. But it's the other stuff that you don't want that you go get, try to get confirmation. I don't know. if I'm hearing God or if it's just me. You know. You know that it's something you don't want to hear. That's why you acting all brand new, like you don't know whose voice that is. But he said, and he is not a man that he should lie, he said, my sheep know my voice. So he always makes sure that you can identify that he is the one speaking to you. Now, if you say, well, I don't know his voice, then you're saying God is a liar. Because he said, my sheep, they surely know my voice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, picture you hearing the kid in the store, running all through the store, and your mother's going, Billy, Billy! And everybody's already joined in with your mother looking for you. So they all going, Billy, Billy, where are you, Billy? Billy ain't answering. Billy's hiding. Billy, Billy, come on out, Billy. And then all of a sudden your mother's on the other side of the store. She comes out of nowhere, and everyone screams, Billy, Billy. And finally your mother goes, Billy. And you come out because you heard your mother's voice. But she said it so far, it doesn't matter. You know your mother's voice.
Mm-hmm.
So you come out because you're like, oh, mom, looking for me. Now you heard all those people calling your name, that ain't my mama. As soon as she said, Billy, you came on out because you recognize your mother's voice. It could be 1,000 people calling your name. When you hear your parent, you can identify, oh, wow, my mother called me, I got to go. And you come on out, right?
Right.
Well, God is your daddy. He's your father. And you're telling me you don't know when your father's calling you? Ooh, the devil is a liar. Yes, you do. Because he said you do. My sheep, they know my voice. And another,
right,
they're not going to follow. So
that's
if
right.
you follow that, if you follow the other one, it's because you wanted to follow the other one, not because you couldn't recognize God's voice. It was because God wasn't saying what you wanted to hear. No, Kathy, you can't go over there. Oh, the devil is alive. He tried to tell me I can't go over here. I know God wants me to go over here. Oh, Lord, you grew up. Woo-hoo! Because I was a rascal. You know, Kathy, no, you're not going with them to the club. That's not something you're doing. I said, oh, the devil is a lie. I'm going over here to try to minister. I got to go in this club. So now you're calling me the devil because I told you not to go in the club, and you really want to go in the club because you still love music. No, no, Lord, no, I'm just going in there because I got to minister. You know, I'm trying to get them out of the club. You ain't been completely delivered, so why would I send you to go get someone out
mm-hmm.
when you got one foot in and one foot out?
Mm-hmm.
No, look how the devil trying to talk to me, keep me from doing the work of the Lord. I know I got to go in this club and minister. I get in the club, must be the, what? Must be the. Ooh, I know they ain't playing must be the music. Ooh, what are they? Ooh, where all this? Oh, yeah, y'all. Now, how you going to minister?
Mm-hmm.
You caught up.
You, amen. Yes, you were.
God is saying, that's why I didn't send you in there, because you ain't been delivered as soon as you hear old school music, your legs get to going, your arms get to go, and Captain, why would I send you in there? And I'm standing on the dance floor, going, oh, God know my heart. Oh, yeah. Oh, help us, Jesus. And then you know what the sad part is? Another Christian.
Oh my
Another
goodness.
Christian who ain't been delivered in that area will come in looking at me and Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him. And God is looking at both of us going, what are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the dance floor talking about praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Ooh, Lord. And even though it sounds comical, you got to understand your father. Back then, he used to give them parables. Why? Parables were stories that he used to simplify what he was trying to say so that they could understand what he was trying to say.
Yes.
Okay? And so now he has to use Kathy's humor so that I could get the story across in a way that you will understand through the humor. Mm, my goodness, glory to God. And I know someone is going, no, she just like to tell jokes. No, because in the joke is a story. Yeah.
Yes.
Inside the joke is a story. And once you finish laughing, you sit there and go, no, she didn't say, wow. Yeah, now you're getting it. There's a story in there. And right now, Jonah, he heard God's voice. God said, get up. He said, yes, Lord. Now, if you look at the story, you know that Jonah was a righteous old little dude. And he was a minor prophet. Okay? So if he was a prophet, he was used to hearing God's voice.
Yes.
He's a prophet.
Amen.
That's what he do. He listens to what God says and he tells the people. Okay? He was a prophet. So Jonah was used to hearing God's voice. God said, get up. See that exclamation point? That tells you the seriousness of how God said it to Jonah. And Jonah turned around. God says, get up, go to Nineveh, and tell them, their wickedness has come before me. It's not that their wickedness has come before me. God is saying, I need to tell them. I don't want to destroy them. I don't want to see anyone perish. I want to save them. So I need you to go tell them that I see what they're doing, and enough is enough. I need them to make a decision. Are they going to keep doing what they're doing, or are they going to come on over here and allow me to create in them a clean heart, renew a right spirit within them? Okay? The decision is still there, but I need you to go tell them. Because see all that they're doing? They're doing that because they don't know me, Jonah. And I need you to go tell them about me. Jonah says, yeah, okay. Jonah decides en route, no, I ain't going over there because those folks is our enemies. I ain't trying to see God save them. No, I want God to destroy them. They are enemies. And it sounds like Jonah was saying, well, they're not Israelites. They tried to hurt us, and whatever happens, let God do it. Well, guess what? The reason why you're hearing this story today is because nothing has changed.
That's right.
Okay? And so what God is saying now, he's saying the same thing is happening all over again. He said, I am sending, my goodness, glory to God, I'm sending out my shepherd to warn the people, to preach about the gospel. Give them, this is the food that I prepared for you to give them. But you don't want to give them this. No, you want to water it down. You want to take this heart out. You don't want to talk about this. You don't want to talk about that because you think you're going to lose them. How are you going to lose something that doesn't belong to you?
True.
They don't belong to you. They belong to me. And I gave you the food to feed them. Okay, I know what they can digest. You do not. That's why every preacher out there has their own part of the meal that they're serving. We all have the same cook, but we're all not giving out all of the meal at once. Some of them are already at the turkey, giving them the turkey. Some of them are still trying to issue the dressing to them. Some of them is eating macaroni and cheese off the table, okay, because there's only one table. One table, one cook. And everyone, even though everyone's eating from the same table, they're not all eating the same thing at the same time. I like it, God. I like it a lot. Because why? They're not ready for the turkey yet, so they still over here eating a little bit of potato salad. Right? These over here, they ready for the turkey, so they done ate the turkey, and they getting their way to the ham. Right?
Yes.
Look what Paul said to him. He said, I wish that I could give you the turkey, but you're not ready for it, so I still got to give you a little bit of potato salad till you're ready to digest the turkey. No, what Paul said was, I wish I could give you meat. Right now, you're still on milk. You're not ready for the rest of what I have to serve you. You know what that means? You're still immature. So if I come to you tonight, and I'm telling you that God is compelling me to feed his sheep. You love me, Kathy. I need you to feed them. What that means is if you love me, I don't need you to sugarcoat it. I need you to tell them what it's going to take to keep them safe. Okay, Lord, I got to come up with the repentance lesson. Yes, Kathy, yes. You do. But everybody else is saying you're going to be blessed. You're going to have a house and a land. Kathy, you're not everybody else. And you all don't have the same audience. Didn't I tell you that? Just feed them what I gave you to feed them. And like Jonah, I tried to get on the ship and get away from God's presence. I can't preach that. Nobody wants to hear about no repentance. And so I tried to take off. And some of y'all heard the story, some of you haven't. I went to that pastor's church. I said, I ain't preaching about no word. I'm going to preach this here. This is going to make them laugh, joke, and then everybody's going to enjoy me. And so I preached what I wanted to preach. And I'm telling you, those people are looking at me like, what is she talking about? And I'm just saying all kind of jokes and just preaching what I want to preach. And I look out, and they're looking at me like, what is she doing? I got up on that pulpit. I turned around. I said, God, if you get them to connect to me for 5 minutes, I will never, ever, ever come out and preach my word. I will always preach whatever you give me. I turned back around. And I might have said 3 words before I said amen. And they started clapping and loving on it. And I went, wow. And I never did that again. And so, like Jonah got sucked up by the whale. I got sucked up too, right? And it was a whale because I was on the inside of something that I couldn't get out of without God. And finally, he allowed it to release me, that I had the freedom to go do what he sent me to do.
Yes.
Feed his sheep. That's Kathy, right. I don't need you to add anything to what I've given you on that menu. Just give them what I gave you to give them. Right? It looks like it's innocent. It looks like it's not going to bother them. It's not going to hurt them. So just like your mother thought that cornbread wasn't going to hurt your son, he couldn't digest it. It was too much too soon. And so, Kathy, I need you to stay right where I put you, okay? Keep giving him the word the way I've given you. And yes, I know you're saying that you don't have an audience because your word is too tight. It's tight, but it's right. Okay, I'm not telling you to tell them they're going to be blessed. I'm telling you to tell them what it takes for them to enjoy me as their Lord and Savior. That's what I need you to tell them. Because guess what? If they understand what it takes to enjoy me as their Lord and Savior, then they're going to do those things to keep me as their Lord and Savior. And in the midst of all that, they are going to be blessed. But I don't need you to use that to get them there. I need you to get them there by talking about my love, my kindness, my forgiveness, my mercy, my grace.
Yes.
And then I'll do the rest once they get there.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, glory to God. And so tonight I've come to feed the sheep. Yeah. Because why? I love the Lord. That's why. He said, you love it, Kathy? Lord, you know I love you. Yeah. I love you. Well, feed my sheep. And I'm coming tonight to ask you, aren't you hungry yet? Huh?
Yes.
Haven't I made it appetizing yet?
Mm-hmm.
I should have said something that got you to want to taste and see that the Lord is good.
Amen.
Come on
Amen.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
And in that, God is saying, well done, my good and faithful servant. And I'm going, well done. They're not eating. I didn't tell you to worry about them eating. I told you to feed them.
That's
Let
right.
me worry about them eating it.
Yes.
You feed them. I'll mm-hmm. worry about if they're going to eat it or not. Okay, Lord. I told you, Kathy, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me. You know why God is sending this word? And it's harsh. It ain't harsh. It's real. Because he's trying to get us prepared. If you don't know God, you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, shame on you. But it's not too late. Now, guess what? Kathy says, shame on you.
Mm-hmm.
God said, Kathy, I just told you to tell them, I'm going to give them another chance and another chance and another chance. And another chance until they make a conscious decision to give their life to Christ. Let them know I am not going to give up on them. I didn't give up on Nineveh. And I've seen everything Nineveh was. Oh, yeah, okay. Nineveh is this world today.
Hmm.
Everything that I see the people doing. And so every time I send a pastor out to preach about repentance, that's me knocking on the door, giving them another chance, saying, are you ready yet? Are you ready yet? Are you ready yet? And I'm going to keep on knocking until they open the door. My goodness, glory to God. That's good news.
Amen.
It sounds like God is saying, you know, it's time for you to turn your life around. That is what he's saying. But he also said he's not going to give up on you. Because it's not his desire that any of you, or not even me, because there are days I got to keep on asking God to forgive me. I done something I ain't had no business doing. And most of the time, I'll walk away and I'll catch myself and go, why did I say that? Now I got to go get it right. So don't think because you hear preachers or bishops or anybody, you think that they've arrived. We haven't arrived. We have not arrived. We're still pressing towards the mark that we too will make it in one day. But until then, I'm going to not only feed the sheep, but I'm eating everything the sheep are eating. Come on now. I'm not just feeding you and I'm over here starving. I got to eat everything I serve you.
Yep.
Got to make sure while I'm trying to make sure you get in, I can get in.
All right.
I don't want to see y'all going through the pearly gates going, oh, see you, Kathy. Thank you. Appreciate you helping me get in. And I'm sitting here going the other way going, what? What about me, Lord? And he looking going, what about you? Why didn't you ever taste some of the food I was serving?
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, glory to God.
Oh.
I pray that whether it's today, tomorrow, mm-hmm. the next day, next year,
mm-hmm.
huh, that you are taking these nuggets. And when you're ready,
yes.
you're going to look up and go, I heard what that crazy cat that said, Lord, I'm ready. I want to give my life to you, Lord. Now, it may not be today. It may not even be tomorrow. But it's going to happen just as sure as these nuggets are falling under your ear gate. The day is going to come when you say, Lord, I'm ready to accept you, Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And guess what God is going to do? He's going to merely open up his arms and go, come on in. He's not going to say, no, nah, because you did this and you did that. No, he's not concerned with what you've done. He's
mm-hmm.
only concerned with the fact that you have a change of heart now.
Yes.
That's the only thing he's concerned with. God loves you, 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 and me.
Mm-hmm.
He loves us enough to be long-suffering. That means he's patient with us until
yes.
we learn to get it right.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Until mm-hmm. we learn to put God first. He's
yes.
still standing by our side, protecting
yes.
us, providing mm-hmm. for us, delivering us, keeping us even when we don't want to be kept. God is not like a human. He's not going to give up on you that easy. Huh? You know why? He loves you, that's why. And your worth, the price that he's paid on that cross, your life is worth it to him.
Absolutely.
And he's going to keep waiting on you until you make that decision to come on in. Amen? God
Amen.
Bless you guys.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, wow, wow. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. And before we have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation, we would like to ask our guest online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word tonight. Amen. And we're going to start with 704-724. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word?
Thank you, Ms. Kathy, for the great work tonight. From Shauna and Theo.
Oh, my God.
You just never know
who's going to be on the line.
You never know.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you for the goodness, like you said, from your word. Yeah, we definitely appreciate it tonight. Like you said, you know, God accepts us all. You know, just because you have done things that he would not accept what you have done in your previously. It's just like everybody's turn got to wait, you know, for, you know, his acceptance. And he won't turn you down no matter what you have done in your previous and your past. You know, just how you got where you at. I have to sit there and have patience when I'm ready to accept, you know, turn my life, you know, to God and say, hey, you know, I'm ready to accept you now, you know, but I have ways to get there just like you got there. So,
sure.
I mean, my day will come, like you said. And that's what I have to always say.
Oh, thank you. God bless you. And that's it. That's the biggest thing right there. Everyone looks at the story of Jonah and they don't realize God didn't give up on Nineveh. Jonah did.
Yes.
And he made Jonah have a change of heart. Go get them. I'm going to have mercy on them just like I had it on you. Thank you guys for sharing, and I appreciate y'all joining in tonight. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you, too.
Amen. Well, you know, 980-417, God bless you for showing up in the spirit. Amen. So we're going to have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Tell you, when you hear that kind of word, it gets you stirred up. But
yes,
it also lets you know just how much God loves us. He loves us enough to wait for us.
Amen.
To decide we yes want to come in. He's mm not going to give up on us. He's not going to stop loving us. He's not going to stop blessing us. He's just going to wait. He didn't give up on Nineveh. He didn't
right
give up on Pastor Kathy. He still mm hasn't given up on me. And I tell you the truth, I need help. But he hasn't given up on me either.
Nope.
Look at Pastor Steve. He's sitting there going, he ain't give up on me either. Thank God he didn't give up on any of us.
That's right.
He loves us. All of you under the sound of my voice, if you want to make a conscious decision tonight and say, I want to give my life to Christ, I want to accept the Lord as my Lord and Savior, tonight is the night, then so be it, you know. And if it's not tonight, it's okay, because the fact that you're still listening to God's word just says that God is drawing you in closer and closer and closer. Every time you hear his word, he's drawing you in even that much closer. Amen. Father God, all you have to do is say, Father God, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. I believe that your son Jesus died on that cross, oh God. Come into my life. I will make you my Lord and Savior. And that's really all it takes. But guess what? That's not the end. It's a process, okay? It's a process. People think once they pray the prayer of salvation, that's it. No, that's the beginning. That's
right.
You accepting the Lord,
amen,
accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But now it's a process. It's a daily walk. You got to rely on God daily to start peeling away all those things that he's not happy with and replacing him with the things of God. Kindness and forgiveness and love, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to give you those things. You're not going to get them on your own. Those are gifts.
Yes.
Yeah, fruits mm-hmm of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thank God tonight for his word, his gentle touch saying, I'm going to keep touching on these folks until I get them in. I'm not turning my back on not one of them. The ones that don't come in, and I know they're not coming in, then I'll just keep it moving. But there's so many that want to come in. They're just not ready yet.
Yeah.
And I need them to know I still love you and I'm waiting on you. Precious mm-hmm and Heavenly Father, tonight we say thank you for your love and your kindness, oh God. How you came and gently reminded us how much you love us. Just like you were telling Peter, Peter, do you love me? And Peter said, you know all things, so you do know that we love you, God. Huh? We haven't even given up on you. But the good news is you haven't given up on us. We thank you. We love you for this word on tonight, oh God. And even as we get off this line and prepare our hearts and minds to go to our separate homes and places, oh God, we ask that we continue to meditate on that word, to
yes
meditate on the word because it's prosperous. We
yes
thank you for all
God
you've done,
yes,
all that you're
you
doing, and all that you're going to do, oh God. Continue
oh, yes
to watch over every household under the sound of my voice, oh God, and yes continue to draw us all in to a closer walk with thee. We yes love you, we honor you, we adore you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you guys. Have a good night.
You too. God bless you, everyone.
Love you guys.
Love you too. Have a good one.